Thank you very much. We are happy again to gather around these, you call them swords. We refer to them as missionaries unaccompanied that God uses to go to even behind walls. It goes to palaces, it goes to even prison houses, it goes to pubs, it goes to university libraries, it goes to different parts of the world. God has given us opportunity to see his word going forth. Today we are dedicating 5 books. The ones in Luganda language that has been translated. You have known about them, 3 of them. Other 2 are still on the way by God's grace. We want to release them on their journey. Just as we send forth the Miles students, it's in the same way we're sending forth these materials. Even though we will not be there, they will speak for God. So let me quickly introduce to you the teacher, molding future generations. He has already flashed them for you to see. But we have been burdened, and you see, yesterday we were dealing with special areas to focus upon, the traditional rulers, the teachers and students, and then the people with disabilities of all kinds. And we saw that these are areas of need. One of the things we couldn't say yesterday was the fact that some of the Peace House books have been translated into Braille so that people with impaired sight could also access this Braille, and it's coming on very quickly by God's grace. But the teacher's book, you will find it as a material that is meant for outreach to the teacher. Teacher in schools, other secondary school, university, primary schools, wherever there are teachers. Teachers in every context. That's what this material is of. Because God has commanded us that the battle for the young, we cannot succeed without engaging the teachers. And this book is professional itself. It's both spiritual and professional. So even issues, principles of teaching and becoming a correct professional teacher, you'll find it in this material by the grace of God. The second book is the book written by Brother Lanre Adeboye, which we are just about to release now, Quiet Steps to Becoming Prodigal. Our brother ended by noting the matter of regret. But what our brother has done in this book, which is very saucy and quite compelling to read, I'm sure when you pick it, you'll not drop it. He has written it as if the prodigal son was telling his own story from his own mouth. So he has brought in a lot of imaginative skills to make it come to pass. Let me just read what we said about the book from the foreword. Now, Larry has engaged inspired imaginative skills to put up a parallel story along the outline of the parable of the prodigal son, but from the perspective of the son himself. By this, he has transposed the silent and hidden life issues that suddenly erupts in the life of several young persons, that makes them turn around and contrary to what all around them expects of them. So this book, again, is part of our materials to fight the battle for the young. Even though it's not limited to the young people, just as the book on the teacher is not limited to the teacher, and the book It Leads Me that we have introduced before, even though we targeted them for the young people, but I found that several elders have gone through this book and they are looking for it. Now, stories that God had allowed us to go through in life that has affected our lives and brought us to where we are, we thought we should share it, particularly to those people that are still coming on behind, that God may help us. So we are standing together here as God's servants to lay our hands on this material and to release it, to send it forth again into the world. The Bible talks about good seed, that Jesus is the sower that he sends. We have seen Satan bringing his own tares, and most of the tares he has brought, apart from human beings that he has sent, he has printed books. Books that have caused damage. You can remember all the books that are fictions that are written about love stories, about all those things that have addicted young people. They have produced videos that have addicted young people and destroyed families. God has challenged us that we must also rise now and begin to sow the good seed. So, brothers, we don't advertise books in terms of money. We don't get money out of books. That's not our purpose at all. If it was possible to give it to you free, we would do that. But we want you to commit yourself onto sowing these materials, good seed, into the world. I want to ask that some of you that are listening to me today, if God gave you capacity, you can order for these books in their tens of thousands and decide, for example, the teacher's book. You want to send it to all the faculties of education, the faculties in all the universities where we are raising teachers, and make it part of the orientation package of universities. They will take it because the issue we are raising is professional. The professor that wrote the foreword did an analytical analysis of the book. You need to go through it by yourself. You will know that we are talking about principles that can change a nation. So how do I want you to respond to it? If you are able, pick copies. Apart from reading it by yourself, sow it. Sow it into the lives of young people. Sow it into schools. Some of you are proprietors of schools. It's not too much for you to pick this and give it to every teacher. Every teacher. Let mission schools, denominational mission schools, go and give them and say, we want to offer this to all your teachers in your schools. You will be sowing correct seed. Pick the choir steps unto becoming prodigal. Put it in the hand of every student. If you are sowing seeds, good seed, evil seeds, tares and weeds have been sown for too long. It looks as if we are coming behind, but we are going to overtake and we are going to recover all. That's our commitment. So when Peace House Publishing Team, we are becoming aggressive that we must fill the land with our doctrine. We must fill every space with the truth. And truth not published is truth perished. If truth have affected our lives, it's our mandate now to publish it. So God gave his word, for great is the company of those who publish them. So when we are talking of engaging our world with media technology, you can see that books have become electronic. By tomorrow, by God's grace, when we are going to be now looking at engaging the battle for the young deliberately, we are going to dedicate the audio book that our brethren from Namibia have made out of the battle for the young. Which means, apart from what Brother Charles has shown us how to read it and engage somebody reading directly, then there is an audio of it that somebody can just slot in. Several radio stations are asking, can we put it on our radio? There's nothing. We must sow the land with the good seed. So as we dedicate these materials, that's the purpose behind it. And we want you to take note that we have made sure that none of these materials is too exorbitant that you cannot afford. Because we are not looking for profit out of them. We just want them to run. And so whatever you are investing, you are sowing. Please pick the books and don't just put it in your shelf. If you are not going to read the book, please don't pick it. You will have wasted our effort. We don't need your money. We need your commitment to send the materials all over the world. Young people must touch this. Send it out. And we trust that God will bless it. Brother Dennis is going to carry the book to God now in prayer. He will pray and Sister Shade will pray. And then I will send it forth. Let's pray, sir.
Our Father, we are so, so very grateful for the trust. We have come to know that if you do not work in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure, without you we may run around and yet finish by doing nothing. We thank you for the unction, for the inspiration, for the utterance, and for the grace, even the grace of discipline that you have granted unto the instruments you have kept using to bring forth these unaccompanied missionaries. Today we want to receive these missionaries in our midst and to agree together that your grace should accompany them. We therefore want to ask, O God, that you will breathe upon these materials, all the millions of them that will be turned out of presses around the world, some presses in some nations of the world may be decided to produce them in millions for their own continents and regions. Translations are going to come up in order to make the books available in different languages around the world, including China, including Russia, including India, including Pakistan. Lord, you are going to ensure that even the languages of the West, like Espanol and like Latin, like the languages of Germany, you are going to ensure that nothing hinders these missionaries from arriving at their destinations, the hearts of men. As we send them, we are not sending them to shelves. We are sending them to men's hearts. And as the word of God that we have received in your presence, we are asking that it will never come back to you void. That it will accomplish what you please. It will prosper in the thing whereto you have sent it. We ask, O God, that you will accompany these missionaries, confirm the word you gave, and cause there to be signs following. Let repentance, let conversion, let transformation, let correction of hearts, let the light of your word bring about the renewal of hearts, even restoration of backsliders as these unaccompanied missionaries meet them to fulfill their ministry. Thank you for doing beyond what we could ask or imagine. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen.
Again, Lord, we give you thanks because you are the one who gave the word and you are the one who gave the grace to publish them.
Amen.
We are grateful, Lord, for your help that brought us to this point. We give you all the praise for all the hands you used to bring these books to be.
Yes.
Now we commit each of these books into your hands.
Yes.
Father, we ask, please bless them.
Amen.
Lord, it's your blessing we need. You are the one who knows how to bless two pieces of fish and five loaves of bread and to be able to feed thousands. Lord, please bless these books.
Amen.
And bless your word in it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We pray, oh God, that you will carry these words, you will carry the unction on these books, you will carry them on the wings of the Most High. We are depending on you to transport them all over the world. Where we cannot go, Lord, let these books go there.
Amen.
Let the words therein reach the depths of many a heart.
Amen.
Lord, as the word enters the heart, let it explode beyond what was written.
Yes,
to bring about your purpose in each heart, to bring conversion, to bring correction, Lord, to bring growth to the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
We ask, O Lord, that your good hand will rest upon it, and each of these books will achieve your very purpose. Please bless them once again,
amen.
And let your great name be glorified for bringing forth these materials.
Amen.
Take all the glory this day.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen. And so, Father, by the authority of your spirit upon us,
yes,
and because you have appointed us as your servant, and you have commissioned us, say, preach the word, the instant in season and out of season. And in obedience to you, you said you gave the word, and you told them to write. You say, write the vision. Make it plain on the tables, that whosoever reads it may run. And so, Lord, because of that, we stand now to release these missionaries, to release this good seed into the world. We sow it into the field of the world. We send each of these books now into the field of the world. And we command that as they go, they will prevail.
Yes, Lord.
In the midst of the tears, they will take their roots.
Yes, Lord.
Tears could have been there for years. Young people have been reading weeds. But by the introduction of this good seed, it will overtake them.
Yes, Lord.
It will recover all.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We sow these materials into the world of teachers.
Yes, Lord.
Into the world of education.
Yes, Lord.
Into the world of research.
Yes.
And we demand that it will speak. It will speak with the voice that wakes up the dead.
Amen.
Wherever it goes, we send you forth with the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The anointing of the Spirit upon God's word. As people read it, it will be breaking forth upon them.
Yes, Lord.
It will be creating conviction. And it will be bringing conversion.
Yes.
These books, the teacher, quiet steps unto becoming prodigal. He leads me. All the versions of Luganda messages. We bless you right now.
Yes. Yes.
We send you forth in the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and prosper.
Amen.
Penetrate through walls. Go beyond barriers. Get into the hidden depth of people's hearts. Get into the hands of kings. Into the hands of rulers. Into the hands of the young. Into the hands of the old. Into the hands of law enforcement. We send you into the prisons. We send you into the palace.
Yes.
We send you into pubs. We send you into the hand of drunkards. And you will come back victorious.
Amen.
You will come back destroying tears.
Yes.
All the volumes of tears that have been published, that have been put on the net,
you are sending you in the midst of those wolves, you will prevail.
Amen.
All you material will send you forward the power of the Almighty.
Amen.
You will come back prevailing.
Yes.
And one book, one copy, we don't know how far it goes. You will multiply. In a family, 20, 30, 40 people will be reading one book. And each of them have been affected and said, I want to recommend that book to you. So be it. And so from this evening, together with your servants who have agreed, and all our brethren all over the world that are joining us with this dedication, we now say, Father, take the books.
Yes, Lord.
And use it for yourself,
yes, Lord.
And for your glory.
Yes, Father.
And we declare that it will never go out of print.
Amen.
It will continue in its own thousands and hundreds and millions. In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We are grateful to you.